I know many of you have difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep. Maybe you've tried sticking to a routine, getting exercise and sunshine during the day, having a warm bath at night. And in the rest of this video, I'm going to share with you my favorite three reasons why you can stop thinking about better sleep. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We are all about connection. Connection with a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true self and to a community of people who support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, thank you so much for subscribing and turning on notifications, because I put out a brand new video like this every single Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I have some great content coming up for you, including some great collaborations. On March 7th, Alana Kane from Alana Kane Yoga will be here for you with her yin yoga tips, and I'll be on her channel. On March 14th, I'll be talking about how yoga nidra helps with anxiety. And on March 21st, Rachel will be here from Sleepy Santosha to give you some of her fibromyalgia tips, and I will be over on her channel. So if those videos sound interesting to you, then subscribe and press that little bell so that they show up in your YouTube subscription feed. So, why can you stop thinking about better sleep? Well, I have three reasons for you today. Number one, night watch. My favorite authority on sleep, Dr. Ruben Nyman, talks about how we bring all of our goal-oriented, agenda-driven personalities with us to bed. When we go to sleep with the ambition of sleeping through the night and rushing into the next day, this is kind of problematic. So he speaks about one of his patients that he treated who would wake up in the middle of the night and his first thought would be, oh no. Actually, it was an expletive. So he would view his waking as a personal failure and a calamity that would seep into the next day. Dr. Ruben Nyman goes on to tell stories and then describe anthropological and historical research that demonstrates that prior to the Industrial Revolution, people would actually routinely wake up in the middle of the night for actually an hour or two. And this period of awakening was called the night watch. And it was considered a special time to talk about your dreams, make love, and pray in the stillness of the night. So instead of waking in the middle of the night with a panic about how exhausted you'll be the next day, you can rest into this normal rhythm of the night. You can reflect on the stillness and darkness that surrounds you, and just enjoy the time of quiet in an otherwise busy and noisy world. Number two, yoga nidra allows us to relinquish our thinking mind. In a 2017 study published in Sleep and Science and Practice, researchers offered a four-week yoga nidra, also known as sleep yoga, for patients suffering from insomnia. What they found was participants practicing yoga nidra over those 4 weeks and also a 3-month follow-up were able to fall asleep more quickly, sleep for longer, they had improved sleep quality, and reduced anxiety and depression. In my own membership community, where we have been practicing yoga nidra in our live Monday classes, and we also have right now 7 yoga nidra audio downloads and growing, including yoga nidra for healing, yoga nidra for sleep, yoga nidra for dreaming, yoga nidra for exhaustion, yoga nidra for mental and emotional renewal, yoga nidra for beginners. Our members are finding great benefits. Probably the most telling endorsement and compelling story of yoga nidra comes from one of our members, Jane, who works night shifts. So it's no secret that working the night shift goes counter to our body's circadian rhythm, which is an internal clock that tells us when we should sleep and when we should wake. So many people who work the night shifts suffer from insomnia, sleepiness during the day, and then mood disorders like depression and anxiety, and also substance abuse. Now, Jane has absolutely fallen in love with Yoga Nidra. She says Yoga Nidra offers the best night's sleep a shift worker can get and asks, where has it been all my life? I go to bed after practicing Yoga Nidra, I sleep well, and I wake after 5 hours and feel refreshed. Other members love Yoga Nidra as well. Anya says, I love the Yoga Nidra audios. They help me to calm down at night and fall asleep in no time. One of the reasons why I believe Yoga Nidra, also known as sleep yoga, works so well is that it allows us to shift away from our waking consciousness and our doing and our problem-solving mind and to let us go into our sleeping and our dreaming consciousness. So sleeping consciousness allows us to relinquish our thinking and our doing mind and to rest into a receptive state of being and presence, which is something entirely different from our waking consciousness, yet still aware. So I will put the links to our Yoga Nidra for our members in the show notes and a link to become a member if you're not already a member, as well as a link to some of our Yoga Nidra offerings. I offer Yoga Nidra once a month on my main channel starting this Friday. Number 3, golden milk. This traditional Ayurvedic before bed warm drink can help you to sleep. So I've done a whole other video on this before, which we can link to. I've been loving Botanica's blend because it's a whole food blend of turmeric, dates, coconut, cardamom, ashwagandha, my favorite adaptogen, black pepper, and cinnamon. And it's super simple to integrate into your evening because you just put a teaspoon and whatever non-dairy milk or milk you want and warm it up, and you can blend it to make a latte if you want. At its base, turmeric reduces inflammation, it lowers your blood sugar levels, it helps your liver to detoxify, it boosts your immune system, and it eases your digestive system. All of these things help you to get to sleep faster, sleep better, and wake up feeling refreshed. Turmeric reduces your inflammation, it eases your digestive system, and it helps you to get to sleep faster. The cinnamon and cardamom are soothing and it will calm your mind. Ashwagandha is an adaptogen that will help to reduce stress and anxiety. So sipping a gorgeous turmeric latte in the evening by dim candlelight can be a perfect way to unwind, de-stress, and just let the worries of the day float away with each relaxing sip. So I want to share this delicious drink with all of you. My friends at Botanica have 8 jars of turmeric golden milk to share with you, 4 here on YouTube and 4 on Instagram. This giveaway is for my Canadian friends because, like me, Botanica are proud Canadians. So this is a bit confusing, but I know that all of you are very smart and will be able to figure this out absolutely no problem. So, if you are Canadian, I can almost guarantee you a win. So let me tell you how. Make sure that you are subscribed to my channel. Leave a comment below saying, I'm Canadian and I love golden milk. And then Botanica wants to give a jar of golden milk to one of your friends as well. So share this video with a Canadian friend, or better yet, improve your odds by sharing with more friends and have your friends subscribe and leave a comment below as well saying, my friend so-and-so sent me, and I'm Canadian, and I love golden milk too. And then Botanica will ship a $20 jar of golden milk to you, and 2 pairs of Canadian friends will be winners. This contest closes March 21st, 2018. So thanks so much for watching. See you next week. Namaste.